Remembering Srila Prabhupada, invocation verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. The sky is unlimited, but many birds fly higher and higher according to their own abilities. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are like the unlimited sky. How then can an ordinary living being describe them all? I have tried to describe them as far as my intelligence allows, as if trying to touch a drop in the midst of a great ocean. Introduction to Remembering Srila Prabhupada. You didn't want a book about you. Give us volumes of books on Krishna, you said. Finally, in your last days, you assented. We may do it if it is spiritual. There is a way. You liked us to speak of your achievements and of old days, especially your first in America, and a way we spoke with you for hours in your room, sometimes discussing Krishna's Leela and instructions, sometimes Kali Yuga's horrors, sometimes your own activities. You brought our lives together. Since you, no one can speak Krishna Katha so spontaneously. Then, for your pleasure, let us sit with you again and recall your teachings and your own life story, if we can do it sincerely. Do higher beings and great devotees see me and smile as I retell the human-like dealings of their liberated associate? Do they know him differently than I? Is mine but a tiny child's view of the Father, affectionate but knowing little? He represents the entire Gita, and he is the Vedas personified. He is all sages in parampara. His life's history we are savoring, though his work defies description, even if we were to tell the entire work of the Krishna consciousness movement. Yet his human-like struggles are also glorious. Lord Rama is described as great, according to the measure of humans and according to the measure of gods. The life story of Prabhupada is also great, according to the scale of the humans and according to the scale of the Mahabhagavata. Through him we enter Krishna's Leela and join the eternal associates in Krishna Loka. Through him the material world, though also inconceivable, can be known as it is. Krishna has arranged that we hear and see through him, the person sent by God to us, to teach us how to save ourselves from nuclear destruction, to reform government, to avoid death and rebirth, to be happy. Because his Leela is sweet, because by hearing we are cleansed, and because we must, let us tell his life story. Everyone will like it, except the beast. People don't know who they are. You kindly tell them. They don't know where they're going, where they've been, but you direct them. Even the cleverest say, "Death annoys. I'd like to know what happens after." They don't know how the soul lives on, but you have given them Bhagavad Gita as it is. You teach what no scientist, poet, or philosopher knows. Their gifts of technology, their thoughtful oratory, their sometimes good feelings are all misplaced. They can have no compassion who save only the shirt of the drowning man. They can have no love who take these lumps of flesh as lovable. They can be of no help who themselves are blind and bound. They lead us into the ditch. But Prabhupada, you can build a house in which all mankind can live, a Krishna-conscious world. It's you who should be enshrined in national monuments, read about in school books, praised as liberator, although you don't want it. Yet you acknowledge that the Vaishnava should be praised. Please allow us to do it nicely. Book 1, September 1, 1896. Under a jackfruit tree in a little house almost 100 years ago in Calcutta. An unlikely place, someone might say, but it lies within the geography and culture of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the great saint Saraswati Thakur was also living there.